The contract expires within weeks and had received little attention until several speakers during last night's school board session brought it up. It's not unusual that fairly submerged issues surface at board meetings because there's so much going on in the buildings. Eric Rosser is Associate Superintendent for Student Support Services. Rosser says he met with Kaleida officials on Monday and asked for an extension of the contract. The nurses are Kaleida employees, not school employees. Highgate Heights nurse India Walton says she's the person who monitors the health of the people in the building.
For a lot of them, I am the first line of defense. I do lots of referrals, lots of collaborative work, lots of help just getting basic essential service, primary care, immunizations, eyeglasses, dental care, things like that.
Walton says that's not only the students, but she's asked health questions by staff in the building. As a city resident and parent of school students, she says there's a rapport with the community because she's part of the community and people will talk to her. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.